Hello and welcome. Now, even as all the headlines this week have been about the fallout of the coronavirus pandemic, an Instagram page by the name of Boys Locker Room, apparently run by young boys, class 11 and class 12 students from private schools in South Delhi, has caused outrage. After young women, again, senior school students from South Delhi schools spoke up, exposing the misogyny being bandied about on this private chat group. Now, screenshots of chats on the page show young boys, the school students, body-shaming women, girls they knew, objectifying them, passing lewd remarks on girls, sexually explicit, violent comments even about them, girls who are classmates, who are schoolmates, mostly minors. All of this, of course, went viral on social media. So is this shocking, disgusting, appalling, or a sign of the times, a universal experience? Just another unwelcome reminder that we are still, as a society, struggling to rein in misogyny, rape culture, and boy talk. Well, you've heard the experts, the psychologists, the sociologists, the school principals, the parents, the privacy law experts. But tonight, let's hear from Generation Next, from class 12 students from across the country who are on the threshold of stepping into adulthood. But before that, I want to just go across to my colleague Mukesh, because there has been an update in the investigation into this case. Mukesh, initially we knew that the admin of this group had been arrested, but now the authorities have taken more steps. What's the latest?
देखिए बिल्कुल अभी तक जो बॉयज लॉकर रूम जो इंस्टाग्राम पर ये ग्रुप था इसके मामले में कुल 24 लोग आइडेंटिफाई हुए हैं. ये 24 जो है मोस्टली स्कूल के स्टूडेंट्स हैं जिसमें मोस्टली लड़के हैं, और इन सभी से दिल्ली पुलिस ने पूछताछ की है. इनसे पूछताछ के बाद इनके जो मोबाइल फोन्स हैं उनको सीज कर लिया है, और इस पूरे केस में एक जो एडल्ट है जो कि नोएडा के एक बड़े स्कूल का छात्र है उसको पुलिस ने अरेस्ट किया है. इसके अलावा एक जुवेनाइल है जो कि दिल्ली साउथ दिल्ली के स्कूल का स्टूडेंट है उसको भी पुलिस ने अप्रीहेंड किया था. तो कुल दो लोग इसमें पकड़े गए हैं और 27 लोगों से पूछताछ हो चुकी है, उनके मोबाइल फोन सीज कर लिए गए हैं. इसमें एक खास जानकारी सामने आई है, वो ये है कि जो इस ग्रुप की जो चैट वायरल हुई थी उस चैट में दो लड़के आपस में बात कर रहे हैं जो कि रेप की बात कर रहे हैं और रेप को लेकर थ्रेट कर रहे हैं. तो पुलिस ने जब उस चैट की जांच की तो ये पाया कि उस ग्रुप में जो दो लड़के हैं उसमें एक्चुअल एक लड़की थी जो कि सिद्धार्थ नाम के लड़के से लड़के का नाम लेकर उसने एक फेक प्रोफाइल बनाया हुआ था, और वो लड़के से रेप के बारे में बात कर रही थी लेकिन एक्चुअल वो लड़की थी. तो पुलिस ने उसको भी आइडेंटिफाई कर लिया, उसको उससे पूछताछ की है, और उसने पूछताछ में ये कहा है कि उसने केवल फन के लिए केवल मजे के लिए अपना प्रोफाइल चेंज किया था, वो लड़का बनी और उसने एक दूसरे लड़के से रेप के बारे में बात की. तो पुलिस ने फिलहाल लड़की को आइडेंटिफाई करने के बाद उससे पूछताछ की है, और ग्रुप में जितने भी मेंबर्स हैं उनको आइडेंटिफाई करने के बाद सबसे पूछताछ कर ली है और सबके मोबाइल फोन सीज कर लिए हैं.
ऑलराइट, मुकेश, आई जस्ट वांट टू क्लैरिफाई वन थिंग. यहाँ पे दो चीजें की बात हो रही है. एक तो है ये इंस्टाग्राम चैट, प्राइवेट चैट कॉल्ड बॉयज लॉकर रूम चैट, एंड दूसरी है जो स्नैपचैट में दूसरी कॉन्वर्सेशन हो रही थी. वहां पे देयर वाज मेंशन ऑफ गैंग रेप, व्हिच यू आर नाउ सेइंग वाज मेंशन बाय अ पर्सन एक्चुअली which was a girl impersonating a boy, magar Instagram chat mein bhi rape ke bare mein baat hui thi, mention hui thi casually.
देखिए बिल्कुल, पुलिस का कहना यह है कि जो चैट वायरल हुई है वो चैट सोशल मीडिया पर वायरल हुई और इंस्टाग्राम की चैट थी वो, ये पुलिस का कहना है. तो अभी इसमें और भी इन्वेस्टिगेशन अभी जारी है, उसमें और क्या फैक्ट्स हैं वो जारी है. और उसके बाद
सो दिस इज अ डेवलपिंग स्टोरी. थैंक यू मुकेश, बट सम वेरी ट्रबलिंग न्यू डेवलपमेंट्स इमर्जिंग आउट ऑफ द इन्वेस्टिगेशन. आई वांट टू फर्स्ट स्टार्ट विद अ ब्रेव यंग वुमन, लेट्स कॉल हर प्रिया. She is one of the women who broke the silence, who spoke up after finding herself mentioned, commodified in this boys' locker room chat. Priya, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Priya, what happened with you? How did you first find out? Aapke saath kya hua tha?
Hi. So one of my friends reposted a story on Instagram about the boys' locker room, and they did not realize that my pictures were shared on that group too. So I was just going through that story and I recognized my picture and I got to know that my pictures were shared too. And it took me a moment to just digest all of it. I was just scattered and I did not know what to do at that moment. And because I haven't come across anything like this. So it honestly, I started blaming myself. I was in guilt and I deleted my pictures on Instagram at that moment. And later I also got to know that those guys were trying to hack my ID. So I deactivated my Instagram account just after that.
Priya, your initial reaction, I can tell you, is probably what many women have every day in their lives when we face this kind of misogyny, whether you're a student, whether you're a professional, and I'm sure other students also did. So thank you again for talking to us about your initial reaction, how scared you were. So what happened then? How did you decide to speak up after your initial gut reaction?
I was blaming myself, honestly, and then I did not know who to tell about the whole thing. So I called up my best friend and I shared the whole thing with my best friends and my cousins. And even they did not know what to do, because, and also they deleted all their pictures from Instagram. But they asked me to share it with someone older, with my mother. So I was a little skeptical about telling it to my mother. I did not know how would she react to the whole thing, but they convinced me and I finally shared the whole thing with my parents, and they are being very supportive.
We're so glad to hear that, rightly so. So Priya, after this happened though, there was the reaction of these boys, a lot of them, was actually very bold, right? They were emboldened. They in fact went on to threaten you girls who spoke up. They in fact formed another group, the boys who were outed in that initial Instagram chat. Priya, what was the reaction of the boys when this emerged, when this became public and it went viral?
A lot of those people, they deactivated their accounts. And we also got to know that some of them were fake accounts. They were not the official accounts of the boys who were in that group.
Of course. And most of these, you know, trollers on Twitter, they never use their real names. They're too scared to do that. And of course, that's a problem of the internet, because you have the anonymity of that.
Absolutely. So we got to know that some of them were related to some of the victims. And we were really scared. Also,
what do you mean by that?
They were their schoolmates or their classmates.
So they knew them personally. They were making these comments about persons who they knew, who would have been their classmates, who would have been their schoolmates, possibly even their friends. So you're saying that they weren't just making these statements, commodifying people who were strangers.
Yeah.
Okay. But you had also said, Priya, that there were threats issued. These same groups of boys then suggested that they make another group. This time you use codes and you use numbers instead of their names. And basically they even threatened to post some suggestive photos of girls who had dared to complain. It was almost as if their pride had been punctured, that if you mess with us, we'll show you. That was their gut reaction?
Yeah, they made a group again, and there they were discussing how they would convince us to take the case back. They were threatening us, they were asking us to take the case back, or they would share the morphed pictures of the girls. And also, some of the guys were posting stories that whatever they have done, they are proud of that, and girls are born to be raped.
Wow. Okay. Priya, thank you again for sharing all of this with us. You know, perhaps these boys were just emboldened by what they see around them. Because remember in 2016, we saw a clip of the then US presidential candidate, Donald Trump, that went viral, in which he was heard bragging about forcibly kissing and groping women. He dismissed it at locker room talk. He then went on to be elected as president. It didn't damage his candidacy at all. Priya, I want to ask you something else that's very troubling. You heard Mukesh's phone interview. He's my colleague, a reporter. He says that not on this Instagram chat, but on another Snapchat group, there was a girl who was impersonating a boy, pretending to be a boy, who actually used the word, or casually mentioned the word, or dropped the word gang rape or rape. That said, you said to me that what was especially troubling is that there were even girls who supported these boys and their statements after this became public.
Yeah, definitely. I think girls are no less. But what I got to hear is that about the girls' locker room. The girls' locker room has been going viral all over the social media. But what we have noticed is that the locker room which has been made is very recent. And I don't think anyone would have courage to make another room just after the whole boys' locker room thing. And definitely girls objectify men as well as other women as well. But we know that the ratio of women being slut-shamed, raped, and sexually harassed is more.
Priya, thank you. Thank you for joining us, sharing all of this with us tonight. We are very grateful for you to coming on this show. Thanks, Priya. So let's now go across to, like I said, students of Class 12 from across the country. We have Prithika Vij, who joins us from Delhi. She's a Class 12 student. She's also the head girl of her school. We have Priyanka also joining us from Delhi, and Ashantosh Sharan joining us from Patna. All of them Class 12 students. So let's start, Prithika. Let's start with you. How did you first find out and what was your reaction?
Right. So I think along with most of the youth, I first read about this on social media. I read about it on Instagram, and that just shows us the power of social media and how it's used as not only an enabler to let conversations such as this happen, but it's also a powerful tool to spread awareness about the situations and mobilize the youth. My initial reaction was plain disgust to see that people of our age are engaging in such behavior and talking about things like this was extremely disgusting. And as a woman myself, it personally affected me. Yeah.
But were you surprised?
Was I surprised? Yes, to a certain degree, yes. Because today we talk about how things like this have been normalized to a certain degree, right? And even though they have been normalized to a certain degree, they're still wrong. And to see something like this, which hits so close to home, just by virtue of being so close, something has happened in Delhi.
No, so I want to clarify. You're saying that this did surprise you. You weren't expecting this.
It did.
You think it... Okay. You know, I'm asking this because just a few months ago, a top-ranked IB school in Mumbai was in the news for something similar. Students aged 13 and 14 caught making sexually explicit remarks about their female classmates in a WhatsApp conversation, right? And in this case, these aren't boys from one school. They cut across schools. So again, can it truly be a one-off and an anomaly?
No, it's definitely not a one-off or an anomaly, but just because it's not a unique situation doesn't mean it's surprising. It still sort of hits close when just to think about stuff like this happening, truly happening in society. I think that despite it being a one-off thing, it's
Priyanka,
still surprising.
Priyanka, what was your reaction when you first heard of this?
So when I first heard about it, to be very honest, I wasn't that surprised because... But the more I really saw into it, then I slowly started getting more disgusted. But the fact that I wasn't so surprised just shows how normalized this is. Mm. Because I hear comments like this in my daily life. Mm. I hear people body shaming each other. I hear people talking, objectifying each other. And the fact that it's so normal in our society, the fact that I've heard about it in cases other than this, just shows how people are not held accountable for this. That shows that this issue is just brushed off and we don't really pay much attention to it. So, yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you, let me take this forward. At what age, Ashantosh, if you can come in here, all of you, Priyanka, Prithika, if you want to respond, just put your hand up. This is not a classroom though. What age were you when you got an Instagram account? Because the platform allows you to get an account when you turn 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ashantosh?
I was 15 when I first created my Instagram account.
Priyanka and Prithika?
I was
14.
And 14. Yeah. Okay. You know, I'm asking this because this week, right, a 17-year-old boy from Gurgaon, he jumped to his death from his 11-story apartment after he was accused, right, of molestation on Instagram by a girl, a peer from either his school or someone he knows. So it's unnecessary, heartbreaking loss of life, very tragic, right? Are you all aware of the power of the internet? Its ability to magnify every comment, every slight, whether you are making the comments or whether you are at the receiving end of this comment. Ashutosh.
Yes, ma'am. Instagram or any other social media account plays a very serious role in creating something or demolishing something. And that's what happened with the guy or the girls, actually. If we come to the boys' locker room section, that's what happened to the girls. Like, they are only being victimized. Like, the society, I'll say the societies as a whole is at fault, because even when you will talk, you will only find the girls being questioned. Are you the way victim thi? Jo usme thi. You won't question the boys, and that's where the problem lies.
Achha, so Ashutosh, tell me, what is the reaction for boys? Like, did your parents talk to you about this, for example, or do we just say that, look, the boys, teenagers, impulsive nature at that age, teens, boys or girls, as Kriya points out, create these posts without considering the consequences or privacy concerns?
My parents, I don't know about others, but my mother talked to me after she saw this news in the newspaper. She said that this is very wrong and you should refrain from doing this, because if you do this, I am not going to help you, and no one from our family is going to help you. So you better stay out of it. But I'll say that this is the general mentality. Like, we see boys passing crass comments. Like, I used to take part in various oratory programs, and I'll tell you of one event. I was coming home and I saw a few boys on bike passing some crass comments on the girls that were passing by.
Okay, so you're saying you've seen this, it happens around you, especially with international school competitions, etc. So, Priyanka, Prithika, you know, did your parents talk to you about this? Because I don't know if you guys would know of this, but in 2004, I was a Cub reporter then, there was a horrible, horrible tragic case of betrayal and abuse that involved, again, Delhi teenagers from private schools in South Delhi. And 16 years on, I feel like I'm doing the same shows. When that case happened, when this boy filmed his girlfriend, you know, and they both were being intimate, that went public. What did the parents in the schools do then? They immediately said, ban phones. Why are there phones in schools? Have your parents, did your schools talk to you all about this after this happened?
Yes. So when I was growing up, the entire time, I've been told, don't post such things on the internet. Don't wear this. Don't go out at this time. So we've always been told to be less, told to not do things, right? So after this incident recently, my parents told me that this is why we warn you not to post things on the internet. And the fact that I was being told that I have to be, like, my actions have to be restricted. Yeah. And the fact that we actually had to talk to the girls, we should do that to the boys.
Yes.
The boys from a younger age should know that it's not okay to say such things, that don't do this, don't say that, don't talk to girls like that. Learn about respect and consent.
Correct.
So I think we should really be talking to everyone, all the children around the world, about what's wrong and what's right.
Correct.
And
I'm
really
glad that, you know, I hope more parents are watching and listening. Let's get in Aditya from Assam. Aditya, you said that your mother first told you about this story. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
What happened? What did she say? Were you surprised? Was she surprised?
Yes, my mother was a bit surprised. Actually, she tells me a news every day. Sometimes it's defense, sometimes some other topics, sometimes political. So that day, this boys' locker room issue came up. My mother was a bit surprised as these students were like using Instagram or any other social media platform for some abusive content, right? So my mother told me about this incident, and I was not that shocked, because I see that students are deviating towards this kind of content in the internet. As students, we must focus on what we want to do in the internet. So we must not just wander around in the internet. And my mother has always taught me very good moral values since childhood. Mm. Like, we should not touch girls in a like bad way. We should behave to them in a proper way. So, like many other values. And I always try to instill them in my day-to-day lives.
Okay.
So for me, it's not a problem. Like, she did not, like, burst out on me. She had faith on me. And yeah.
Okay. So, you know, now the question then is, we're not saying that these children who did this, we're asking, did they did their parents not teach them moral values? I think it's just too easy to say it, put it that way. Or is this teenagers who were, you know, going through a phase, doing something, not knowing about the consequences of what they're saying, stuck in a platform where you have the anonymity of saying things that you may not say to a friend on their face? But we need to get to the root of the problem, to not just to stop these conversations, right, to understand why we are there. And one of the most obvious fallouts is that the girls are then censored, which is what we heard Priya say. Her first reaction was to get off the platform. Pratika, you also find that. Have your parents told you to restrict your access to the internet, to get off Instagram, or maybe, like, you know, talk to you about how you should dress, how you should look when you post a picture, what you're wearing?
No, quite to the contrary. My situation and my experience with this has been quite different. I haven't been told to sort of restrict myself. It's been more informative in the sense that we've had conversations, and not just in light of incidents like this, but with schools and with my parents, I've had conversations about consent, about peer pressure and cyberbullying, and being cautious while still being allowed and being able to be free on social media and use those platforms and the advantages of those
platforms. I want to get in Meenakshi to join us from Kerala. Meenakshi, you said you chatted with your girlfriends and you were worried about whether your male friends in your classrooms were also having the same conversations about you all behind your backs.
Unfortunately, yes, I did think that something like that did happen.
Okay. And so, and Meenakshi, what do you think the suitable punishment should be for these students?
In my opinion, I think that they have to be banned from all the social medias, possibly, and they should get proper punishment by the law.
But they're underage. They're not yet 18, actually, like you all.
People which are underage also get punishment, because even if they are underage, they should be noted as criminals.
Okay. Aditya, a quick word to you. What do you think the suitable punishment should be for students like this? Who, by the way, could have just as easily have been someone from your classroom, someone you are friends
with.
Yes,
exactly. As I said, this is the adolescence. It's the age of deviation. Okay, so we should not get deviated to them. So a proper punishment would be for them is to, as she said, that restrict internet. Like, they should not be allowed for the use of computer or laptops till a certain period of time, but they should not be punished. Like, a proper counselor should be there, counseling should be done, and they have to be, like, made understand that these things are not good.
Okay, thank
you. So that's a possible thing.
Thank you. Thank you all for giving us a glimpse into your lives and your thoughts, joining us on the show tonight. Thank you all. All I can say is that, you know, we saw in 2017, one act of courage can affect a whole generation of young girls. When that law student, Raya Sarkar, 24 years old, she outed predatory professors and Indian academics to break the silence of hundreds of women. And this week, we saw young women do the same. So on that note, I want to end. Thank you all for joining us tonight.